Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Colossians, Week 3. Christ, the Mystery of God and the Body of All the Shadows. Colossians 2, verses 1 through 17. Monday. Colossians 2, verses 1 through 3. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those in Laodicea, even all who have not seen my face in the flesh. That their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, and to the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ, in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. Related verses, Ephesians 3, verses 8 through 9. To me, less than the least of all saints, was his grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, and to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 7 and 9 through 10. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the wisdom which has been hidden, which God predestined before the ages for our glory. Verses 9 through 10. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. But to us God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers, rejoice, be perfected, be comforted. Think the same thing. Be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Colossians 1, verse 9. Therefore, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Philippians 3, verse 8. But moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 2, verse 2. That their hearts may be comforted. Note 1, referencing the word comforted. To comfort people's hearts is to cherish people and lovingly warm them up, that they may be knit together unto the full assurance of understanding of the mystery of God. Colossians 2, verse 2, note 2, referencing the word love. The divine love that we have enjoyed and by which we love God's beloved. This love is a factor and element that knits the saints together. Colossians 2, verse 2, note 3, referencing the word riches. The riches of the full assurance of understanding equal the full knowledge of the mystery of God, which is Christ. Colossians 2, verse 2, note 4, referencing the word full. To be knit together in love involves the emotion, whereas to have the riches of the full assurance of understanding involves the mind. When our hearts have been comforted, we being knit together in love and our minds function properly, we will have the full knowledge of Christ as a mystery of God. Colossians 2, verse 2, note 5, referencing the word mystery. The book of Ephesians concerns the mystery of Christ, which is the church, the body. This book concerns the mystery of God, which is Christ, the head. Colossians 2, verse 3. In whom all the treasures of wisdom. Note 1, referencing the word wisdom. According to history, the influence of Gnostic teaching, which included Greek philosophy, invaded the Gentile churches in Paul's time. Hence, the apostle told the Colossians that all the treasures of genuine wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. This is the spiritual wisdom and knowledge of the divine economy concerning Christ and the church. Wisdom is related to our spirit, and knowledge is related to our mind. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In Colossians, the heart is of crucial significance. Here Paul emphasizes the importance of the heart in receiving the revelation concerning Christ. The church in Colossae had been invaded by Jewish ordinances and observances and by pagan philosophy, mysticism, and asceticism. These things caused the saints to become opinionated, dissenting, and dissatisfied. They also caused the hearts of the saints to be hurt and to become cold, divided, and separated from one another. Therefore, Paul struggled on behalf of the saints that their hearts would be comforted and knit together in love. The comforting of the heart must have a result. In this case, the result is having all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. The Colossians did not have the full assurance concerning Christ. Otherwise, they would not have turned to the worship of angels or taken in such things as observances, ordinances, and philosophies. In 2 verse 2, Paul speaks not only of the full assurance, but of all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Some saints may have the full assurance concerning the church ground, but when they speak about the ground of the church, they have little to say. The reason for this is the lack of the riches and their understanding. Regarding the ground of the church, we need to be exercised until we have all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. The principle is the same with knowing Christ as a mystery of God. We need to be exercised to such an extent that we always have something to say about Christ as a mystery of God. If we have all the riches of the full assurance of understanding concerning Christ, we shall never be short of the things to say about Him. The riches of understanding will give us rich utterance.